Welcome to my Chair of Change series. Chair of Change is part of Coaching with Juan, exclusively on Audioboo. Today's topic, love for sale, rent, or hire. As a manager, at some point in your career, you will be faced with the unpleasant task of mediating a workplace romantic relationship that is no longer caviar dreams and champagne wishes. What was once a blooming blossom in the horizon, today is a bitter, angry, negative, distant memory between two members of your team. And now, you have to deal with the day-to-day interactions of two team members that are harboring hostile feelings towards each other. So how do you deal with this? First, partner with your HR professionals. Believe it or not, your HR professionals have seen it all and they've heard it all. They will be able to provide you with the proper guidance you will need to mediate, set expectations, and protect your team's productivity and deliverables through this very complex situation. Second, look into the opportunity to move one or perhaps both team members to a different division, department, or assignment, so their day-to-day interactions are reduced to a minimum. This will open the door for you to gain control of the situation and will protect you and your company from being accused as being, quote, non-responsive. Third, if moving one or both of these team members to a different division, department, or assignment is not an option, then the next step is to have conversations with both team members, not together, but separately, ensuring that an HR representative is present to witness the conversation. The purpose of these conversations is to set the expectations moving forward. Each team member should be clear on where the company stands, where HR stands, and where you stand regarding this issue. Set the proper expectation regarding productivity, the achievement of team metrics, goals, deliverables, and most important, the company's expectation of their behavior when it comes to their day-to-day interactions not only with you, with each other, but with the rest of your team. Finally, if your company has a fraternization policy, now would be a good time to ensure that everyone has a copy. If your company does not have a policy on fraternization, now would be the perfect time to partner with your HR and your company's legal professionals to craft one. And that's change you can count on. For the Chair of Change series, this is Juan Carlos Vega, exclusively on Audioboo.